Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Winning at life, the daily wrap. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, Netflix is exploding, and we're not talking about the great special effects on their original programming. The stock had quite a good day, but this tells you a lot about the future. We're going to hear about what's going on in the markets these days. We've got some retail numbers out today that should give us a glimpse of what's going to happen with your portfolios, or at least the parts that are tied to the market fairly soon. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can download the Winning at Life app, send us a phone call or a text message with one push from the app. And if we have time, Gregory, if we have time, I did a little research here just for the show, because I wanted to know, given the news stories of the day and how we don't talk about most of them, only a financial aspect of them, right? Well, if you had a non-disclosure agreement and say you were paid, I don't know, just a random sum out there, $130,000, let's just say, is that taxable? We'll cover that if we have time. How does the IRS, does the IRS see that as ordinary income? And what about your state? Does your state see it as ordinary income?
I think they do. You wanted to wait, so I'll wait.
Yeah, we got to wait.
I think they do.
All right, so hey, over the weekend, I've got to give some love to a partner of Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, and that's our friends at the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. I love the movie, and the musical was every bit as good. Catch Me If You Can. And I did something smart. I went when it was raining, so there would be plenty of seats available for some reason.
You're able to kick your legs up, spread out.
Well, no, I got to sit in the box seat. If you go when it's busy.
How many seats are in the box seat?
There's eight on one side, and there's eight on the other side, and then I think there's a balcony box, but that's the second tier, you know.
Yeah. You had plenty of room.
Yes, yes. There were some people in the other box, but me and Miss Parker had our box all to ourselves.
I'm Miss Parker.
But it was one of these things where it's all live music. Every note that's played comes from an instrument on stage, and they just got some real talented people out there, and It was the same story as the movie, and it was every bit as impressive. It was a really cool thing they've put together, and they're doing it again this weekend. So I know, Gregory, you have one of the worst schedules in the history of human beings, but if you can get a babysitter or something for Saturday, I highly recommend it. It was great.
Yeah, lots of children.
Yeah. All right, so you want to start with Stephanie Pomboy?
Well, I was just thinking, it's actually what I have LSU for. They look out for them now.
Oh, that's your babysitter. That's an expensive babysitter. You can go a lot cheaper if you just get a cousin or something to watch them.
Yeah, you'll look back and appreciate these days. Having a hard time getting one, and then when you're looking at what it cost or what little it cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so about 15 years from now for you, that's starting to change up.
Oh, you're saying I'll appreciate these days because LSU will be significantly more expensive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'd say I kind of like having my weekends free. I look at you, and you used to be all tied up in all the kid stuff every weekend. You were horrible during the week, and now you have like a little sliver of daylight on Sundays. I'm looking forward to that sliver of daylight time. All right, now this was interesting because I didn't see this before the numbers came out, but you told me, Stephanie, this woman that we've fallen financially in love with, that's a regular on Fox Business, Stephanie Pomboy. She is the CEO of Macro Mavens. They're a market research firm. And she does something that you kind of do. She pays just as much attention to the debt side of the markets as the more pretty, popular at the prom stocks and equities and stuff, right?
Right.
Nice little balance there. So she was focusing on this retail sales number that's supposed to come out, and she sounded like you did last week. It's like, hey, I know we have a bunch of numbers that are sort of weighing on the markets, but we still have a good earnings season coming up. However, since the downward push is already established, if we don't have that upward push, this thing could really tumble, and these numbers are going to be important. But what's your comment before I play?
I think today was a good day from a market standpoint. The retail numbers were a surprise. That was nice. So it wasn't a downer, and the market moved up. And if I could show you some chart lines, it kind of did trade higher than where it closed, but it closed above that trend line. And that's kind of, if you could see this, it's kind of that, but then you've got to move up. So what we've had is the past few months of a downward movement, but we have a run upwards mixed on these down days, the red days with the white days, the up days. So we've got an upward trend, and an upward day tomorrow would be really awesome, and it might set us for a movement up the next coming weeks.
If we break through this next little resistance level, isn't the next resistance level the all-time high that we hit back in January?
Not necessarily.
We'll have to talk about that on the numbers. So everyone's kind of happy and optimistic, and then Stephanie comes in and she makes everyone rethink their position on their wild-eyed optimism.
And this morning we get retail sales as well. This is going to be a make-or-break number, I think, both for the economy and for the markets, because we had 3 months, obviously, of negative prints, and they were largely dismissed as post-hurricane, post-Christmas spending, you know, people kind of repairing their finances. So the burden of proof is on the consumer here. If they don't really fling open their wallets in March, I think it seriously challenges this presumption that people are going to spend the tax cut, and that has massive implications, obviously, for earnings in general and the financial earnings that we're going to see as well in particular.
Yeah, she kind of made me a little nervous there. I'm glad I didn't see that before the number, because then I would be sweating it a little bit. But the retail number came out just a few minutes after she said that. They were expecting a 0.3% increase. And not only did it increase, it doubled that, 0.6%. So not only was it positive, but it beat the expectations, and it beat it by a significant margin. And that was already a pretty optimistic number by some of the standards of other predictions there. A lot of people were saying it's going to be flat or negative. So it beat. So we live to fight another day, and this downturn has another reason to stop.
So it's kind of telling that people are spending their extra money so far.
Yeah, look.
Maybe it's too early to see what that tell is. And I do think it's early, but it shows there is still spending. The spending hasn't stopped.
But she was right to be skeptical of those previous months. That sounded like us. Oh, really? Weather? Like it's not cold every January and February?
I know. That's kind of funny when you think about it. And this is a surprise. How?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there was also the legitimate concern, because I'm one of them. People who get extra money these days are going to throw it at paying down debt and try and get back to break even. And a lot of these people are still trying to be made whole from the last downturn, from the last big downturn. You know, people who had to take out a HELOC after Katrina, or, you know, they had some flooding up there, or they paying for their kids' college and they got drained. They're trying to get back made whole. And that's a legit concern on what happens with that money when it gets back in their hands. So I'll just let her explain this one to you, because the discussion that she walks in on this is that, hey, rates are going up. Shouldn't banks be making more money? You know, not only do they get to charge more for it, but you're going to see people rush the door to hurry up and get that refi or get that mortgage before the rates continue to climb. And she says, no, that didn't make sense to me.
Right. To say, I was sort of bemused by this whole thesis that bank earnings would accelerate on increased lending as rates go up. I mean, bank lending peaked when the Fed started tightening in 2015 at 8% growth year on year, and we're now down to 3%, and it's been doing this, not surprisingly, as rates go up. I mean, you had 9 years in which money was free for everyone. All you needed to do was fog a mirror to get a loan. You know, they couldn't issue debt fast enough. So who needed to borrow as rates went up? And the answer, increasingly, is not a lot of folks.
I think she nailed it.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just go on to the next one then. So the final question is, well, are you buying this market yet, or are you still selling?
So you're worried about the consumer. We're going to watch on retail sales, and you still don't like this market. You want to sell into this market.
I'm a professional worrywart, as you know.
That's good.
I still want to sell into the market, and I think, you know, expectations for 25% growth in financial sector earnings are going to be challenged, as well as earnings in general.
So she's still in a sell mode. Yeah, look, I think that's still the safe thing to do. If the market continues to go down and you sold at this point, then you're saving yourself some pain. If it goes up and you sold at this point, well, then you've got some cash to go pick out what's actually climbing and going to make you money coming up. You having computer issues over there?
Yeah, I'm working on showing you a chart, but I'm still working on it.
No problem. All right, so the reason that she fits in so well on that desk where they have Maria Bartiromo, Stephanie Pomboy, and usually two other people, I think Dagan McDowell was one of them, and I didn't recognize the guy, is like she's actually saying something different than the other ones. There's so many times, one of the biggest pains I have when I watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox Business or any of those is when you have four or five people around a desk and they all agree and they're all saying the same thing. No, you're right. No, you're right. No, that's a great statement you're making. No, I think you're so smart. No, you're the best. And she likes to come in there and she's very respectful about it and she doesn't get in any arguments. She's like, listen, that's what y'all are looking at. Here's what I'm looking at. Y'all are all disappointed about these bank numbers. What'd you think was going to happen? That's not her take on the market at all. And she just lets them know and she doesn't get a whole lot of fight back. There's like, well, I guess you're kind of right on that one. So we're going to keep an eye on her. At some point, someone like that get a show? Think she could carry a show, or is she just a talking head? All right.
I don't know. What you get is a very technical person there. Of course, the macro side, she's looking for the negatives. If you want somebody that you're out there like, gosh, I love this, and I think this is going to do this, and this thing's going to take off. Who do you find to tell, but you didn't think about this, this is why you're going to be wrong, and this is why it's all going to hell? Then you go get her.
Oh, is that
she could be?
That's her day job?
Yeah. Actually, it is. Not to set on a set, but she could be part of a team, but it's that person, like, come and show me why I'm wrong about this going to 50,000.
Interesting. All right, let's get that chart on the break. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995, or you can download the Winning at Life app. That'll also get you into the RSVP section for our women-only event coming up May 8th. We'll talk more about that in a minute, too. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. What do we have on there? Facebook Live?
Yeah, Periscope's pooped out.
Okay.
For good. So it's just Facebook Live today.
You didn't say for good, just for today good.
Yeah, I mean that phone that we were using, we're going to replace that with an iPad.
Getting an iPad for the Periscope. However, we have telephone lines. They're at 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. You can text, email, connect the show. We were having all kind of messages throughout the weekend from our Saturday show that goes from 10 to 1. We had somebody call from Idaho to connect with my daytime job from listening to the show on the iHeartRadio stream. So you pick us up about anywhere you go. You don't have to miss out. And we have a live event coming up. It's May 8th. It is a women's event.
We're going to talk about, there's some important things. You know, Wes is going to be there with us. And one of the things he's going to talk about, member of the Total Wealth Authority, is how important a power of attorney is. You know, we talk about estate planning and such, but if you do not probably realize the difficulty if something happened, somebody's in a coma or having a serious operation and they're out of capacity a while and you're needing to get to your money or do some things. It just, you know, IRA, your husband's IRA or your wife's IRA, something happens medically and they're incapacitated for a bit, even a short bit. Do you have access to that money?
No,
it's in their name. What about if you have a non-qualified account in their name? Do you have access to that? No, if you don't have a POA. Let's take it a step further. If a non-qualified account that, of course, they have access to, but what if they did pass? Do you have access to that? No, it's got to go through succession. See, these are some of the things we're going to talk about at the women's event that night is like, how do you access money? What are you needing to put in place to make sure you have access to money? Because you know, you may not know, but these brokerage accounts will freeze assets until it's clear who it's going to or who the beneficiaries, depending on the life circumstances. Social Security, we're going to talk about your risk, your correlation to making financial decisions and never running out of income. And by the way, here's another reason you should bring a female friend, one of your friends, to this event as well. Cost is going to be low. It's $10 and we're going to donate it to charity and match it as well. I've yet to decide on the charity yet, but we'll announce that shortly. Also, and we're doing food and wine pairing. You're going to have a blast. Learn a little bit about wine, or maybe a little more. Why pairing it with food and the effect of the pairing, the taste before and taste after. Yeah, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my knowledge on that as well. We're going to have a blast.
All right. If you want to RSVP, get the Winning at Life app, go to GregoryRicks.com. Or the phone number for the office is 504-832-9200. You want to just go ahead and start the numbers? Because this looks like it's going to be numbers related over here.
Okay.
All right.
The number.
Hey, welcome to the numbers segment on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. Follow along on the exact same charts and graphs I'm looking at winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. And Gregory's got his own chart up here if you're watching along on Facebook Live, or if you want to come back and see this chart he's talking about later, come find Winning at Life, the Facebook page. Great day in the markets. Kind of a big question mark when the market opened where we were going to end. But 213 points later, we are positive, up 0.9% for the Dow. We're still missing a couple of these landmarks here. 24,573 is where we're at. S&P was up 0.8%, NASDAQ up 0.7%. So everyone had a good time all the way around for the most part.
10-year treasuries, 2.836%. So we had a little bit of upward movement on that also. That would take us to on the 30-year fixed mortgages showing at 4.44, and Dwayne Stein from Mortgage Gumbo, he says it's at 4.5. So we're always typically a few ticks behind from the actual market there, but we're showing 4.44. So it just seems comfortable in that almost 4.5% range. Crude oil, I believe we saw a last trade on it at $66.55. It seems to like the $66 range. It's just hanging in there.
It did stop going up, but did it poke through that level of support that takes it all? It did. That takes it all the way back to 2014. It ended up doing that, I guess, over the weekend.
Let's look at a 3-year chart, see how far back this goes. Yeah, we're at 66.70 back on May 4th. Of 2015. This chart I have here only goes back 3 years, so just very interesting that it's climbed a high. It's got a bit more movement in its ranges there. So let's see, where are we at? Gold's at about $1,350 an ounce, $1,350. So it's actually, if you're monitoring over the past few days, there's been somewhat upward movement there. And silver has moved up a little bit. It's at $16.70 on the last trade.
Yeah, well, according to that commercial, it could go to 80 at any day now.
Any day, yeah.
All right, now you'll notice on the short sheet, we've had a few small changes there. I put in the ticker symbol for Spotify when they had their IPO. And it wasn't working for a while, but now they've cranked out the numbers. And so we see that it finished at $144 today. It was down 3%. But they don't have the little icon yet in my automated chart over here on the short sheet. But that was one of our bigger movers in the negative direction. Now, they were talking about GE took a big hit today. But looking at this chart, that must have been an after-hours report I saw, because it was only down 1.2% today, but poor old GE is just getting beat up.
Yeah, that $13.33. Walmart was up some today. It's working its way back up. Lululemon is just still crushing it. What about Lululemon? Yoga is in favor still.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Caterpillar's up. Who did I see how to? Netflix, have we talked about them yet? No.
No, we got a lot to say about those guys.
Okay. Do we want to wait on that a little bit?
Well, do your
I was reading a story on AT&T today that just kind of confirms my thoughts.
Well, do your chart lesson.
CEO is not doing a good job there. Okay. For the chart there, what we're looking is, and I can't see my dates on this screen.
There it goes.
There we are. Back to beginning of February, you know, right there end of January, we had the market top.
Okay. So that peak is February.
Yeah. And we're kind of, and I basically looking at the market over the past year, but more of our concern is year to date this year. So show the market top there late January. And then we had the dramatic drop down, work its way back up, drop again, work its way back up and drop. And then we had the whole sell-off that basically created that support level from the last drop around February 3rd. Well, actually, further down here is technically where you want to get to. So we've created higher support over here than the previous. So when you kind of see the lower lows were moving up until it retested those lows and created a new support line. Overall, we see what the over that two, almost 3 month period. Well, actually, it is
almost a little more than
3 months. Yeah. So we see it's a downward trend on the market. But what we're seeing here in April this month is now we see support and we're seeing higher highs, higher lows moving up. So we just had a breakout where it closed just above the 100-day moving average today as well. Now, it traded higher, but it came back down, and you can see that continuing as well on the upper days. It does trade higher during the day and then backs off, but we see that trend moving upward, and if we can have another nice day today, it could signal an opportunity where the market could be moving up for a few weeks.
All right, so the trend for the last 3 weeks is up, but the trend for the last 3 months is down, and something's going to have to win because these two trend lines are about to cross each other, right? Someone's trend's going to be broken.
Exactly. So there is a break one way or the other coming. If we get a little bit more positive influence here in the market next day or two, that's probably going to take over, and then we could see a rally possibly. Remember, this is for educational and entertainment purposes.
What I thought we would see is I thought we would end up testing lower lows coming off of that you know, how it jumped down and then came back toward the end of February. I really thought we would get lower than this before we hit a bottom and bounce off for sure. And I'm still sticking by my prediction at the beginning of the year that there's no reason we can't get to 29,000, 30,000 for the end of the year. I just thought we would hit a lower bottom than this.
Earnings, and more earnings will help that.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit of Netflix next. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker, and we are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
And I don't know why it all take me downtown. Like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round. Like
this is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. Welcome. Glad you've joined us. You have your phone ready? I know you have that financial question. Is it about the mutual funds, the ETFs, that lump sum pension? Is it about how you're going to be taxed on it? Social Security, how are you going to be taxed on it? On the weekly wrap show, we covered that. 13 states tax you on your Social Security benefits.
13 scumbag states tax you. And none of them in our listening area.
504-260-0995 is the number to dial. You can also reach us through the Winning at Life app, text, email, or even call the show from your touchscreen. Claire, hey, thanks for registering for the event on May 8th. Yes, it's a Women Winning at Life event. So we're doing a wine and food pairing. Bring a friend. We're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about risk, how these things correlate. And I talked a few minutes ago about how Wes is going to talk about important things that you need to know about accessing your money in case something happens to that other part of you too. And it, or it could be the husband, or in that case, it could be the wife. But you know what? One thing I want women to understand is you're inheriting the money. All the women inherit all the money. Not that's good. That's not good or bad. It's just how it is. And being you're going to have this responsibility, we want to make sure you know what to do. What about the new tax laws? How about making sure you don't run out of money? So those are some of the things we're going to talk about. Dwayne Stein's going to be there. Jude Heath, the CPA. Not Dwayne Stein. Well, who's he? Yeah. Host of Mortgage Gumbo. He's going to be there and just introduce himself, talk a little bit about mortgages. Jude Heath, CPA. You know, there's a reason to have those as well. And Leisha, now my mind's going blank on there. Help me
Freeland.
Out. Yeah, Leisha Nugent Freeland. Okay, there it is. I was missing the Ted Nugent part. Nugent. No correlation to Ted Nugent, but that helps me try to remember that long name. She is the real estate guru that's a part of the Total Wealth Authority. So it's going to be a really fun event. Yes, we're going to learn about wine. I'm going to teach you something about wine and food pairing and give you some other foodie hints along the way. We're going to have a lot of fun. $10 to attend. I'm going to match that and donate it to charity. So we're going to do some good as well as help you with your financial wisdom. The number at the office to call for this is 504-832-9200. You can go to the website, gregoryricks.com. You can email me, info@gregoryricks.com. Oh, use the Winning at Life app to connect as well.
All right. So when I was at the office today, and did I hear this correctly? I think it was Cody said some guy called one time, and this was maybe a year ago when we did a women-only event last year, and he asked if we were doing any for men only. And we said, no.
Why would we do that?
Yeah, all we do, well, look, we're just going to kick over and die at age, you know, whatever before the wife. But we don't have, we just, it's always weird to explain to people. We just don't have this avalanche of men coming in poverty, in retirement like we do women.
No, men have it pretty well. And besides, guys, if you're coming to the event, I want you to bring your wife. I don't want you coming alone. And the reason so is we want to look out for them because you're likely to move on first. No, I'm not doing a men only event. I'm sorry. You'll adapt, but we want to make sure the women are looked out for. There's gaps that men don't have normally in as spouses move on. And besides that, if we're looking out for the ladies, guys, you're taken care of too.
And 80% of women who are in poverty in retirement, or I'm sorry, widows who are in poverty in retirement were not in poverty before their husband passed. So that's
another reason.
All right. So something else I heard, because my head swims when I hear this, because I'm the radio guy. And when I dive into the financial world, y'all are all talking over my head. Did I hear a mention of how if you go from Louisiana to Mississippi, it could change whether or not the state taxes the income you get off of pension or from some other sources? Like, because we talked about on the Saturday show that there are some states that will tax your Social Security at the state level as well.
Yes.
But their states have different treatments as far as the income taxes go on the state level for things like pensions or with settlements in there. What was he talking about? I wanted to circle back to that.
Well, on Saturday, there's 13 states that tax Social Security. They're mostly out in the Midwest. So we know it's not Florida. It's not Louisiana. It's not Mississippi. It's not Alabama. It's not Texas. So we can take care of Southeast. It's not Tennessee either, by the way. So we've kind of stretched some of our listening audience. Then on the stream, we'll give you a podcast where you can go back and listen to that segment. That should be put together soon from the Saturday show. Now, regarding, let's narrow it down. Instead of talking about a lot of states, we can talk about Louisiana and Mississippi, differences on the effect of qualified money. So we had a listener call in to the office with a question regarding what is his IRA going to be taxed in Mississippi. So we did a little bit of research to verify, and what we found out is Mississippi will not tax your pension, whether it's private or public.
That's kind of huge news, isn't it?
Yeah, so we pulled a lot of stuff up on this today. And regarding qualified money, your 401k, your IRA, qualified distributions are not taxed by the state of Mississippi. And then, the Louisiana listeners are wondering, it's a little bit different. Your pension in Louisiana, if it's a public pension, it will not be taxed.
Okay.
But if it's a private pension, it will be taxed.
Dang.
But we'll say they do give you some room in there, meaning you're probably possibly getting a break on some of the state tax. So it could be lower on that. So where are we? Oh, qualified money. If it's a qualified plan by the state.
Now you're talking about
lasers.
Okay.
By the state, is not subject to state income tax when you take distributions. But if you say were to move that to an IRA or you have an IRA or 401k and taking distributions, that is subject to state income tax in Louisiana. So one of the things we were talking about is, think about getting me some property in Mississippi
mm-hmm.
for retirement. Think if that could save you $3,000 a year on every $100,000 and live 30, 40 years in retirement. It's a lot of savings.
Or if you retire and you want to downsize or get out of the rat race of the city and you want to move out to the country and you want to be by, you've got some kids and grandkids in Slidell, maybe you want to just pop up over in Picayune.
Yeah, get across the Pearl River there.
Yep.
And then you're just a short drive back.
But if the majority of your income or a big chunk of your retirement income is based in one of these vehicles that's not going to be taxed in Mississippi, That
it's
might
just interesting. The difference just right across the state line there. That's one in the win corner for Mississippi. One, no, two, three. No tax Social Security, no tax on qualified accounts, and no tax on pensions. Three wins for Mississippi. Congrats.
I learned all this
over there.
I learned all this today. Y'all were talking about in the hall, and they're like, yeah, we better go, you know, just re-verify that before you get back on the phone. But I'm walking around and say, hey, why don't y'all tell me about this? We could use this for the show. And yeah, I guess we could. Why don't you remember that? Ask us about it later.
See how much content we have throughout the day, every day.
And then there was one more quickie when we were talking about the event where some scenario came up and we got off on a side tangent where someone needed a POA and what could happen. And you thought in this very dire situation where you're talking about, you know, the love of your life being incapacitated and you're having financial problems on top of that, and then you have an illegal barrier to resolve them both, you thought you'd take a swipe at me. And you say, yeah, well, you know, other than James, because nothing's bad is going to happen to him, but for everyone else, you really need to have a power of attorney. And I don't know if I was honored or
oh, you know, you've been playing this it won't happen to me thing for what? However many years we've been on the show here. Eight years. Yeah. Shortly be 8 years. But yeah, James always had to say, well, you know, bad things don't happen to me. It's other people.
But you said it with the tone. You didn't say it with reverence. You didn't say, well, you know, Parker, obviously nothing's going to happen to him. But for the rest of us, we need a power of attorney in case of incapacitation. But listen, I've been here 8 years. Has it ever happened to me?
I would not walk across that stream.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't cross it. It might turn into rushing water and sweep your feet from under you. I'm not going there.
Miss Parker and my mom both hate it when I do this, but those types of things only happen to other people. It can't happen to me. 504-260-0995. I know you got the chills now. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but
welcome back, tonight. Winning at Life. Gosh, this show's been full of wins. Saturday's show was tremendous as well. I must brag. We threw out a lot of content on that show. Thank you for listening. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. We're also on Facebook Live. Welcome all the viewers of the show as well. We do that every show also. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 504-832. That's the office. Go ahead, give it. 504-832-9200. Ladies, sign up for the event that's upcoming. Actually, we had...
is that a message from the app?
Well, not a message from the app, but we had Claire sign up around 20 minutes ago. And a few minutes ago, Claire. We had Carol request to sign up for the event as well. Why? And I'm sure they're going to bring a friend or two with them. But this is a unique financial event where we focus on women. It's a part of the Women Winning at Life as well. And why we talked about it last segment. We like to focus a little more attention to women, and that's why we don't have a man only event, men only, because we want the men to bring the wives, because we have to talk about why they typically are the surviving spouse. That's why they typically are retiring with less income options. There's more income gaps for them. And they're probably need, and they live more disabilities as well because they live longer into retirement. But we want them to understand the correlation of assets and Social Security, how to maximize that. We also want them to understand problems with accessing assets if we've had a family member become incapacitated because of a surgery or accident or fall, or as well as death. But just think about if you're needing access at IRA to adjust those payments, are you able to do so if it's your spouse's IRA that's kicking out income and you're incapacitated? If you don't have a power of attorney, you don't have any say, control. You won't even be able to call and ask questions to the firm. And it, as far as access to pension or 401k, what about their non-qualified account brokerage account? Can you access that? No, your name's not on the account. So you need a document that allows you in these certain situations to be able to access it. If there's death, there's documents to that, but there is some wait because you've got to get hold of a death certificate. Could take weeks. We're wanting to talk about that as well. That's why we'll have Wes Blanchard in attendance. He's going to speak as well. And I want to talk to you about tax efficiency, how to take income and do so at lower tax bracket overall. How about some of the money coming out so efficient that it's not going to be taxed? Like, how do you do that? Well, you need to attend the event. The phone number to attend this event, once again, it's $10 to attend. I'm going to match it. So I'm going to double it up. We're going to donate it to a charity and do some good to a local charity here in the New Orleans area. The office number to RSVP is 504-832-9200. The website's gregoryricks.com. You can email info@gregoryricks.com also. Did I cover all the bullets on that? We're good? May 8th for the event. It's going to start at 6:30, so you'll kind of need to be in seats before that. But Summer or one of my team members that handles that for you when you call in, and you could call now and leave a message and say, hey, Summer, call me back.
I think you left out a couple of the big selling points on this event. Is number one, Trump and the new rules of retirement accumulation. Really, the rules are changing daily. You know, while this whole thing has been swimming around with someone's office getting raided and then someone had a non-disclosure agreement and then someone else had a little affair over here, he's been deregulating this entire time. And there was a big pile of deregulations that went through the EPA just last week that cuts the red tape on getting a new manufacturing startup. Because they put out these statements and stuff, and he'll even read them, and he'll even say this at a podium, but they never put it on the news. What they like to do is they like to take the dumbest or least flattering thing he said, and that's the headline, right?
Yeah.
But if I have to sit there and watch these speeches from front to back, most of them, and the red tape, he brought up a factory that took 12 years to get approved, a factory, 12 years to get approved. You wonder why manufacturing goes overseas or goes to Mexico? You think it takes 12 years to the Mexican government will make
12 days?
Yeah, right. You think they care? You don't even have to have running water. Hey, start your factory. Go ahead. But and he brought up the point that the next time they tried to open a plant, after 10 years, they withdrew the request and built it in Mexico. So what's happening is everything that's been proposed now is going to be fast tracked, and they're going to have this all caught up in 3 years, and then from then on out. The onus is on the government. They have 1 year to either approve or reject it. You can't sit there and hold on and say, well, you know, we need another environmental impact study or whatever. No, the government has 1 year to tell you yes or no. And that's what happened last week.
I know. What we hear on the news most everywhere you go is, yeah, bad things are happening and a lot of noise, a lot of distraction from things that you should know that what is going on. That is positive. There are positive things being done. It's not a complete train wreck that appears out there, but there's a positive standpoint in taxes, tax efficiency, ways to save money. The economy looks strong. Retail sales are up. People are spending money. So that's going to be positive on the GDP. That leads to a positive GDP on this previous quarter. Once again, is looking really good. So positive things. So we need to know how to take advantage of that while protecting our money from the downside. Minimize risk, minimize volatility, maybe get some safe money tools that will grow even in ugly environments into the mix. But I still, once again, love the tax efficiency. And when things don't go well in the family, losing a spouse or somebody's having surgery and that doesn't go too well for a little while, how can we make sure you're in a position to where you have access to your money? just so much to talk about.
Yeah, so some of our events going to be really about digging through all that noise and decoding some of it, because it changed. The rules have changed. And then the other thing I think forgot to mention that's super important about the event coming up is the chocolate sin cake.
Oh.
Have you ever seen, you know what Krakatoa is? Krakatoa is this volcano that went off, I believe, in the 1600s, but it spewed so much ash, the whole Earth's temperature went down 2 degrees for about a year. Right? So instead of molten lava, if it was chocolate and it exploded in your mouth, that's what the sin cake is. It's like a chocolate Krakatoa erupted in your mouth, and you're going to pair that with
a port. And what's interesting is we're going to do a before taste and aftertaste. So you're going to taste the port before, and then you're going to take a bite of that sin cake. And then you're going to follow it with the port again. And what I'm going to have you notice is the difference that, that port, wasn't all that. And then you taste the sin cake and then taste the port again. You're going to like, wow, together. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's a whole nother
animal.
And
that's why to experience things like this and improve your financial wisdom to add up to more wins going through your financial life.
All right, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's, Chris, and Metairie. RSVP, GregoryRicks.com, the Winning It Life app, or the office number is 504-832-9200. Netflix is exploding because they beat all their numbers, higher subscription growth, the higher revenue. Their cash burn rate's a little ridiculous, but they're making money, so it's not that big of a deal. They're expecting to burn maybe $3 to $4 billion in cash in 2018. But you see where the trend lines are going, and they're going to get on top of it in a few years. But look at these guys going. They were expecting 6.4 million new subscribers, and they got 7.4 domestically. They were expecting 1.4, and they got 1.9. International, they were expecting right at 5, and they got 5.5. So they are just absolutely killing it. And what's this based on? This is based on their original programming more than anything else.
It's still, what is the cost of this? $13 a month and change, something like that?
Yeah.
The monthly fee? It's the bargain. I just actually finished up watching a 10-episode season, just came across this show called Taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think, oh, it's like the movie. Well, I've seen it. No, this is a different deal. And man, I thought it was very high quality storytelling, acting, and it was very entertaining. Next thing I know, HBO costs you more than Netflix does, and I get so much more to watch from Netflix. Just saying, not an ad for them, but I like Netflix.
And then didn't I tell you that we were going to run out of time for this non-disclosure agreement and whether or not it's taxable? Is it reported as income by the IRS? We'll do that tomorrow. All right. You're home away from the show, winningitlife.com and the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact
Gregory
information
Ricks is an
and podcasts
advisory
in the Winning at Life
through Global Financial Private Capital.
504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Your home for the New Orleans Pelicans. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, an iHeart radio station.